What are the things that are obstructing your movement, that are slowing your speed, that are tripping you up? What things are added weight? Where do you need to cut the strings with meaningless things? Do you feel like you're sinking in disappointment and emotional pain? Do you want God's peace even in the midst of storms? Do you long to be a woman who walks in obedience and lives a life that is set apart? And lastly, are you ready to live a life that unapologetically reflects authentic holiness? Welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, a writer, speaker, and certified biblical counselor. I've gained wisdom and learned some pretty hard lessons through suffering and how it can be a powerful vehicle for transformation. We face a constant temptation to throw in the towel and cave to the turbulence and the pressures of suffering and pain. My heart is to help you shift your eyes from the crash and onto the cross and to recalibrate in your faith and holiness. Join me as we press toward unpacking the heavy luggage of our heart in pursuit of a life that is built on the practical foundation of God's truth. To be marked means to be set apart, distinguished, unmistakable, and evident. The marked woman may be struck down, but she is not destroyed. She rises and recognizes that there is purpose in pain, and that she is a vessel poured out for God's use and perfected in His purpose. This woman is picking up her cross, knowing that the cost may involve suffering, but hidden within the tapestry of her suffering are woven threads of intimacy, trust, preparation, and maturity. You're listening to the She's Marked podcast. Healing happens here. Dear listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the She's Marked podcast. If this is your first time listening in, I want to extend a very warm welcome to you. And if you have been a faithful listener, welcome back. Thank you so much for being here with me. So today we're getting into part four of the 5 and 5 entitled Forsaking to Win. And you may be wondering, what in the world does that mean? In order to win, not only in this year, but in order to win in this journey as believers, we are going to have to get accustomed to forsaking things. Think of the scripture that says, putting off the old man and putting on the new man. There are going to be more things as you progress in your faith that you are going to have to start letting go of. One of my quotes says, cutting the strings with meaningless things. And that is exactly what this episode is going to be about today. Before I get into that, I want to share something funny because I'm still kind of mind blown that this just happened. But ladies, I sat here and recorded a portion of my episode and realized I pressed record, but my microphone was not connected. Thankfully, I was only talking for about 5 minutes, maybe 7. But yet and still, I felt like I said some really good stuff. And now no one will ever know except for myself and the walls. So I thought that was funny. You have to learn to laugh at yourself. And I'm learning to laugh at myself a little bit more. But anyway, before we start, let's get into a quick commercial about the Marked store. Before I get into this ad, I just want to share a resource that I think will be perfect, especially for the 5 and 5. The Marinate and the Wait Journal is a journal that is precious to me. It's one of my newer products. It's 125 pages, 15 of which have signature quotes written by me. These quotes keep you anchored. They keep you reminded. They might even prick at your heart just a little bit with conviction. But the ladies that I have spoken to who have purchased this journal have said many things about it. But one common theme that I continually hear is this is powerful. So one, I want you all to be blessed by the quotes that are within the Marinate and the Wait Journal. But two, as you are reflecting deeply throughout this week, as you're, you know, answering your questions, if you've listened to episode 39, if you're answering those 47 questions or you know, obviously not all of them, but you're picking out the ones that really stood out to you. And you want to keep all of that in one place. You want to have a dedicated place for your goal setting, your heart setting, your mind setting. I highly recommend purchasing the Marinate in the Weight journal in order to do just that. And so let's get into this ad and we will jump right into episode 42, Forsaking in Order to Win. Hey there, She's Marked podcast family. I've got something special for all the gatekeepers and nurturers out there who love filling their homes with faith and rest. I'd like to introduce you to the Marked Store, your go-to destination for soul-strengthening, Christ-centered gifts and goods for the godly woman, her home, and her littles. Listen, ladies, home is where the rest is. And my desire is to help you in creating homes that are set apart where the Spirit of God dwells and healing and equipping abide. So whether you're searching for the perfect touch to cozy up your spaces or a way to naturally incorporate rich scripture and faith to the flow of your everyday life, the Marked Store has you covered. And let's not forget our precious littles. The Marked Store has an adorable collection of infant onesies and bibs. Here is the best part. My listeners get an exclusive discount. Use the code MarkedHome15 at checkout for 15% off your purchase, and Marked is spelled M-R-K-D. So go ahead, head over to the Marked Store today at www.markstore.com, that's M-R-K-D store, and start filling your life with faith, love, and rest. I'm going to start by reading a verse of scripture from Hebrews 12, 1, and this is going to set the tone for today's episode. And it says, "Therefore, since we also have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let's rid ourselves of every obstacle." Some versions say weight. Some other versions of scripture say burdens. "And the sin which so easily entangled clings to us, distracts us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." So in order that we can run this race with endurance, and we know that this race is long, we know that this race has hills, it has valleys, it has rough terrain, there's turbulence, there are storms, there are predators, there are so many things in this race called life, this preparation for eternity, this oneness on earth with God, this time of serving, this time of being pruned and prepared for eternity, this journey. We know that there are so many things that we accumulate along the way. Some things we have accumulated in error. Some things we have accumulated naturally through our conditioning, through our upbringing. There are things that we have accumulated intentionally and unintentionally. There are things that have clung to us because of our circumstances and our collective experiences. There's a lot of stuff that we have acquired and are still acquiring and will continue to acquire on this journey. And so one of the things that we have to continually do is maintenance our faith, maintenance our heart, take stock in inventory of our lives. We have to do this regularly so that we are seeing what we need to keep and what needs to be thrown away. What is good for us and what is not good for us? What is propelling us forward and what is holding us back? This isn't just necessarily tangible things. It can be tangible things. But it can also be internal things, mindsets, heart sets, values, idols. And so if you have your journal today, this episode is a perfect time to pull it out. If you don't have the Marinate in the Weight journal and you have some other journal or somewhere that you can jot down your thoughts as they come to you, now would be a great time to do that. We're going to be looking at the necessity to set aside burdens, obstacles, and sin that is easy to get caught in, wrapped up in, consumed in. And again, our why in this endeavor is so that we can run with endurance. Endurance is defined as the ability to withstand hardship or adversity, especially the ability to sustain a prolonged, stressful effort or activity. How many of you can agree with me that life is hard? I love the saying, life be lifin'. Okay, life really has a way of doing its thing. And that's just the nature of it. We live in a sin-riddled world. And aside from that, life is tough. Even if it's not horrible for some of us, life is still difficult. It ebbs and it flows. And thank God that He walks alongside us, because honestly, where would we be? I love that old song, "If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be?" So I'm so grateful for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter and who walks alongside us. He teaches us, He corrects us, He illuminates our minds. I am so grateful. So I pray today, Holy Spirit, that as we reflect deeply and soberly on the condition of our hearts and our lives, that You would begin to highlight the things that we need to forsake in order to run this race and run it well. I pray over every listener that is hearing my voice, that is a part of this episode. God, You know Your individual plans for each of their lives. And God, You know the sins, the struggles that beset them. You want to see them free. You desire to free them. So Holy Spirit, would You show us now, even myself as I'm speaking, would You show me the things that need to be set aside and cut, in Jesus' name? Amen. So ladies, endurance. We need endurance to run this life. If you see runners, if professional runners, if you've ever seen a marathon or you've ever watched the Olympics and you've seen the runners, or you have passed a college campus or a high school campus and you've seen the runners in spring on the track team, you never see runners running with jackets on and all sorts of gear. Now, you might see that more so in the military if it's necessary. They know how to lug their belongings on their back, but that makes it tedious and difficult. You have to really have stamina and be in tip-top shape. You have to be in tip-top shape regardless if you're a runner. But when you see these runners, they always have on a very thin layer of clothes. It's not baggy. It's not anything that's going to obstruct them from doing what they need to do. And so I ask you to think about yourself. What are the things that are obstructing your movement, that are slowing your speed, that are tripping you up? What things are added weight? Where do you need to cut the strings with meaningless things? Ask yourself, is this thing yielding fruit? Now, I want to note, everything yields fruit. I'm going to say that again. Everything yields fruit, even sin. Sin begets more sin. Holiness begets more holiness. Righteousness begets more righteousness. So everything yields fruit. We just have to say, what manner of fruit is it yielding? Am I being drawn to or away from the heart of God or the assignment He has given me? Another question to ask: if on the surface this seems like a meaningless thing, is it actually where I'm supposed to be in order that I may be pruned or stretched? Now, I said that because sometimes we are in something or we have something in our lives that to us, it seems meaningless. It seems tedious. It might even seem mundane. But it may be exactly where God has us. It might be an addition that was added by God. It might even be a burden that has been permitted by God. So again, you'll be able to discern these things as you walk closely with the Lord. You cultivate that intimacy with Him. He will reveal those things. He will give you the wisdom. That's another thing. Continually pray for wisdom. Don't necessarily pray for things. Pray for wisdom to know what to do with the things. Pray for wisdom that you'll know whether or not the things are from above or not. So other things that can beset us, like I mentioned already, attitudes, beliefs, unhealthy habits, even words that destroy, which I call transgressing with our mouth. Those are things that can entangle us too. There's life and death in the tongue. And I'm guilty of that so often. I am constantly before God repenting over this little tongue of mine. We see that struggle within scripture that this tongue is so small, but who can tame it? It's like an untamable beast. But I realize that that is something that can entangle as well. As we speak things into existence, or we even kill the things that are already in existence through our words, we have to be very mindful, very cautious with our words. There are structures that need to be torn down because they are enslaving us. We live according to them, and thus we are in error. What are those structures that have erected themselves in your life? There may be things that you're not even aware of that are strongholds that have erected themselves in your life. A prayer that I have in this new year, and my prayer for you, is this. Lord, teach me how to live, how to move forward in the midst of. Rather than being devoted to regret or grumbling or self-pity or anger and resentment, rather than manipulation or trying to control the circumstance or the outcome or complaining or sabotaging, teach me how to live. I forsake those things, and Lord, I ask you to dissolve them. I cut off the watering source. That is my prayer for today's topic. As we forsake, let that be the prayer over that forsake list. I forsake these things, Lord. I ask you to dissolve these things. I cut the watering source. That prayer stems from the place of asking God, as opposed to us producing more sin, and as opposed to us producing faulty, erroneous ways and acquiring and accumulating like a magnet, drawing all these things to ourselves that then have to be cut away. Lord, teach us how to live and how to move forward in the midst of. May we not, in an effort to cope, or may we not, in an effort to try to just live life, may we not pick up and accumulate more baggage and burden and weight, but instead teach us how to live and how to move forward in the midst of. Rather than us being devoted to these things that so easily beset us, whether it's regret or grumbling or self-pity or addictions or anger, resentment, rather than manipulation or control or sabotage, teach us how to live. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Help us, Lord, to think rightly. I found a wonderful commentary from the Enduring Word Bible Commentary regarding Hebrews chapter 12. That's the verse that I started out this episode with. And I'm going to read through this commentary because I feel like it's so critical and it has some really good information about today's topic. So I'm going to go ahead and begin reading. So starting with the part of the scripture that says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin." I'm reading now, quote, "Sin can hold us back." Matthew 5:30 says, "If your right hand makes you sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." This is why it's critical for us to regularly be in the process of forsaking and cutting off those things that ensnare and entangle us. I'm going back to reading now. "But there are also things that may not be sin, that scripture says every weight and the sin. So it described them as two separate things. So there are also things that can entangle us and weigh us down that may not necessarily be sin. They're weights, they're burdens. They're merely hindrances that can keep us from running effectively the race God has for us. I'm still reading. Our choices are not always between right and wrong, but between something that may hinder us and something else that may not. Is there a weight in your life that you must lay aside? Now we're going to break down the sin which so easily ensnares us, that part of the scripture. The word easily ensnares translates a difficult ancient Greek word, euperistaten. I know I'm not reading that correctly, but you guys get my drift. Euperistaten, which can be translated four ways: easily avoided, admired, ensnaring, or dangerous. So the commentary goes on to say this: let us lay them all aside. Some sins can be easily avoided, but are not. Some sins are admired, yet must be laid aside. Some sins are ensnaring and thus especially harmful. And some sins are more dangerous than others are. If such ensnaring sins were really the work of demonic possession or demonic influence in the Christian, this would be an ideal place for the Holy Spirit to address this. Yet we are never given reason to blame our sin on demons. The appeal is simply for us to, in the power of the Holy Spirit, lay aside every weight in the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance. Like we already mentioned, what is needed is endurance to finish what we have begun in Christ. God has set before you and each of us a race. You must run it, and it will involve effort and commitment. Being passive never runs or wins a race. God wants us to run the race and to finish it right. Endurance, which we talked about earlier, endurance is needed to run that race. Endurance translates the ancient Greek word hupomon, which does not mean the patience which sits down and accepts things, but the patience which masters them. It is a determination, unhurrying and yet undelaying, which goes steadily on and refuses to be deflected. I love that. In Acts 20, verses 24, Paul pictured himself as a runner who had a race to finish. I'm still reading from this commentary, ladies. And nothing would keep Paul from finishing the race with joy. In that passage, Paul spoke of my race. He had his race to run. We have our own. But God calls us to finish it with joy. And that only happens with endurance. The race that is set before us. We're going to break down that scripture. Race is the ancient Greek word agona, a word used for conflict or struggle of many kinds. And a favorite word of Paul. We find it in Philippians 1:30, Colossians 2:1, 1 Thessalonians 2:2, and 1 Timothy 6:12. So now in closing, I'm going to give you all some practical steps on how you can forsake things. So keep this in mind as the Holy Spirit begins to work alongside you, revealing the things in your life that are slowing you, entangling you, making you less effective, making you more weary. Whether those things are sin or whether those things are simply burdens and obstacles that need to be forsaken. The first practical step is to what we said we're going to do. Make a forsake list. As far as you're able to judge, determine what burdens, distractions, and sin are entangling you. You will need to be honest. You may need to track your habits and thoughts for some time before you can complete your list. Maybe you want to ask those who are closest to you for their feedback as well. Number two, prepare to starve those things, okay? First, before you jump into this, research scriptures about the things that made it to the list. Let's say something that is entangling you is dishonesty and lying. Look up scriptures about lying. Also look up scriptures about truth, being honest, having a truthful tongue. And commit to binging on those scriptures, whatever they're regarding. Commit to binging on those scriptures. Go into deep research on the scriptures, then memorize them. Write them out on index cards. Write them in your journal. Post them in places that you can see them. You're going to want to really train yourself in the scriptures. Remember, the scriptures are a sword. It is alive. It is active. Make calendar alerts if you need to, so that you can intentionally stop at certain points throughout your day to take those scriptures like medication. And when I say take the scriptures like medication, I mean say it out loud. You give yourself doses of it. This is how we're going to begin to war in the spirit. The next step is to starve them. Okay, so first you prepare to starve them, then you actually go into starving them. Commit to one day without the things. Putting off the old, putting on the new. Still while taking your soul medication. Then increase to 2 days, 3 days, and so on. Enlist accountability partners for this. Next step is make a list of things that you have neglected as a result of these burdens and weights, or things in general that need your consistency and attention. The next step is to explore new skills, talents, and joys as you're putting down one thing. Pick up what God is directing you to. Pick up the things that you might have neglected. Pick up the things that are going to be necessary in helping you to run with endurance. Pick up a little more worship. Pick up a little more praise. Pick up a Bible group. Pick up new righteous friends. Pick up servitude. Pick up some more of the fruit of the Spirit. Put those things into practice. Putting on the new man. Pick up a little more prayer and fasting and intercession. I think the last step would be incorporating, like I just mentioned, weekly fasting. If you're physically able, set aside a day a week to fast from food. And as much as you're able to, saturate in prayer, commit to prayer. Stay away from social media. Stay away from the news. Stay away from any form of entertainment. Immerse yourself in prayer, praise, and worship, and the word during this time. So those are some practical steps that I hope you guys find helpful in helping you to not only create your forsake list, but to forsake so that you may win. Ladies, until next time. Dear listener, your support means everything. And without your listenership, there would be no show. Thank you for tuning in and be sure to leave a review. I'd love to know the impact of the show in your personal life, and I'd love to increase the chances of other women discovering and being transformed through this podcast. In the meantime, let's stay connected. Visit www.shesmark.com for more episodes, services, collaboration info, to shop the Marked store, or to make donations. In closing, 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you." The woman marked by God bears his seal, belongs to him, and is protected by him. She is a partaker in the divine nature of Christ, and therefore she is free.